Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now, let's get started. Politzi makers in a furry frenzy over much-anticipated bill. In a tail-twitching session of the Shiba Council, the most prominent paws in politics gathered to chew over the prospective dog park bill, a subject that has had the community's fur standing on end for weeks. From the manicured lawns of Shibatropolis to the sandy stretches of Wolfhampton Beach, the anticipation has been palpable. But what may seem like a simple luxury is in fact a bone of contention that hits at the core of Shiba civil liberty and public service. Proposed amenities have included agility courses equipped with the latest smell-o-vision technology, self-watering trees, and the highlight being a revolutionary off-leash area with automatic tennis ball launchers, ensuring happy yaps fill the air from sunup till sundown. Yet, not all tails are wagging in agreement. As Governor Fluffy McSnout eloquently articulated, freedom to roam is essential, but let's not bury the fiscal responsibility under the sandbox. His point pricked up ears across the council chamber, for the bill calls for a significant allocation of bark bucks, casting a shadow of doubt on the fiscal sustainability. Others, like Governor Bowser von Wuffenbach, argued for the inclusiveness and well-being of Shiba citizens, promoting the message, parks for all paws. The debate rolled over to heated discussions on policies and right to sniff. The session unleashed a bevy of pioneering ideas, such as sit-and-go cafes, that cater to both human and Shiba patrons. Imagine sipping a puppuccino while your four-legged friend feasts on artisanal treats. The undercurrent, however, remained a tug-of-war between indulgence and practicality. The sharp-tongued Representative Barksalot even injected a dose of humour. "We can't have these pups living a rougher life than us," causing a burst of howls amongst the legislators. The prospect of a four-day work week, which had gained traction in earlier reports, was cited as a further reason to support recreational expansions. Proponents cited the need for more leisure time and the positive effects of a balanced work-play dynamic on Shiba society. Amidst the tail-wagging, howls and half-paw park chatter on Snoutbook, diplomatic wisdom led the discussion back to the central theme, community enrichment over individual treats. As the day waned, no consensus was met, leaving the dog park bill somewhere between a dream and a reality. The session concluded with the promise to scratch behind the ears of every detail, aiming to reach a positive outcome that would satisfy all sectors of society. In conclusion, while the pauper work has yet to be finalized, this lively debate reflects the passionate governance and community spirit that characterizes our Shiba society. Will our furry friends find solace in lush parks tailored to their every whim, or are we to witness a sobering return to the leash of fiscal restraint? As the sun sets on this remarkable day, the Shiba community eagerly anticipates what the future may unleash.